Tudzu can have his rest now because Vivian's here. She'll take over. It's fine, no problem. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you're going to speak to us this morning. We depend on your word. And Lord, we know that your word can change us.
And
we want you to do that in our lives, Lord. To change us, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Can you guys turn Vivian's mic up? It's too soft. Right. This morning I've got some slides for us. And we're going to talk about money again. And unfortunately I can't write in Malagasy, so some of the slides are in English. But the scriptures are in Malagasy. But the names of the books are still in English. But I did my best. Because I want to help you see what the scriptures say. And so there are 12 things that we need to know about money. And I want to go through each one fairly quickly. And we'll look at scriptures under each of those 12 subjects. See, this is following on from, it's still part of our series on Proverbs. And I really feel like the Word of God says stuff to us. But the first problem is we don't know our Bibles very well. The second problem is when we do know what it says, we fail to apply it. So today, you're going to see some fairly simple things. The question is, will you apply it in your life? Because scripture isn't complicated. It's just difficult to live it out. Because you come up against your own opinions, your traditions, your laziness. The flesh is unwilling to be crucified. But we must.
We must
push forwards. So I wanted to share with you some things I know about money from the Word of God. And I apologize if it's hard for you to see the slide depending on where you're sitting. Nevertheless, try to concentrate. The first point is money is the little thing. It's the small thing. So we're going to look at Luke chapter 16, verse 9 to
12.
Listen to what it says.
Tsy marina hoentinareo mahazo sakaiza mba ho raisinareo ho any amin'ny fonenana mandrakizay anareo rehefa lany izany. Ary izay mahatoky amin'ny kely indrindra dia mahatoky koa amin'ny be, ary izay tsy marina amin'ny kely indrindra dia tsy marina koa amin'ny be. Koa raha tsy mahatoky amin'ny mamona tsy marina ianareo, iza no atoky anareo amin'ny tena harena? Aratsy mahatoky amin'izay an'olona ianareo, iza no anome anareo izay anareo.
It's such a lovely scripture.
Antena soratra masina tsara be izany.
Because in a subtle way it says some very strong things.
Satria tena misy afomba tena mila tsy hita mintsy ilay izy a misy zavatra lehibe anefa lazainy eo.
It says there's worldly wealth that you should use.
Ozy izy hoe misy arenan'ny izao tontolo izao izay tokony ampiasainao.
And it's almost like speaking about all the money in the world. Whenever you encounter money, use it to do something strategic. Like use it to gain friends. Because you can take your friends to heaven if you get them saved.
So it
links worldly wealth to something eternal.
And
then says, whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much. And later says to you that if you're trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, you'll be entrusted with true riches. It's a comparison and a contrast. The true riches is not money or wealth from the world. True riches is things with eternal value. Things of the kingdom of God. And so this text actually tells you that money, even in huge amounts, is the very little thing. How do you view money? Is it the little thing? The thing that you must be trustworthy with. And when you've learned to master this little thing, you can be entrusted with the real thing, which is people. And God's, the things of God's kingdom. So my first point that you have to get right in your life is your view of money. The kingdom perspective is it is just the little. Secondly, the Bible never teaches us that it's God's will to make us rich. There's some text to look at starting with Proverbs chapter 3 verse 8-9.
Te ufamelumbelumana nofinao izany si ufana manduna ntolanao mankalazan Jehovah mifanananao si amizay voalohambokatra rehetra.
Let's look at Matthew 8 verse 20.
Niambuolo manandavak Arni furmanidna manana fialufan fansana kul tsimba manana se ipetran luandi. De ni timut voluan tukfayena denendin fa falu. Fara manakana sifita fina isik de aoka yanam sani.
There are people that preach lies.
Misulam tur lang.
They tell you God wants to make you rich.
Arte tenene noe tinandemanta anakarene nao. Atonandemanta upanakarene.
Some people God does want to make them rich. Maybe for a specific purpose. But God's general will is to bless you.
Afani of sitopuna de manta amneka benteni itaya now.
And some are blessed through suffering.
Aran sasante votai ze wanatni irfir ze laluvani.
And some are cursed by wealth.
Ar misni ulla sasane vouzni aren.
And the truth of the matter is that Jesus was not a rich man. He never did anything wrong. But it was God's will to crush him. To cause him to demonstrate love for God under all circumstances. And ultimately for him to glorify God with his life. And to save you and me. And so our perfect example, Jesus, didn't have a white suit or a private jet. He didn't have a superstar ministry. Now for some it's okay to be wealthy. But we can't preach a gospel that says everyone is entitled to be wealthy. Because that is not the gospel. But if God has made you rich, wonderful. I'm sure he has a plan for your money. And if God has made you poor, wonderful. I'm sure he has a plan for your life. The point is, the Bible doesn't promise wealth to everyone. But you know what God does do? He can give you grace so that you can be content. Because there is a covenantal commitment from our Heavenly Father. That you will never be ashamed. You will not go naked and you will not go hungry. That's what God promises you. Just like Jesus. He was never without God's love and care and provision. But he didn't own a house. He didn't own a car. Or a donkey or a horse. Next one.
Manarak.
Riches are deceptive.
Ni arena de mamitak.
I'm teaching you today about money and about wealth.
Ar mampianatra anareo androany mikasika ny vola sy mikasika ny harena.
But the word of God must speak to us.
Kanefa ny tenin'Andriamanitra no oka tsy maintsy hiteny amintsika.
So there are 5 proverbs to look at here.
De misy a oabolana anakidimy hojerevantsika
eto. You can read through all of them.
De hovakitsika avokoa izy ireo. Oabolana toko faraky ambe folo a de ny andininy fahaefatra. Ny harena de tsy mahasoa amin'ny andro fahatezerana. Fa ny fahamarinana no mamonjy tsy ho azon'ny fahafatesana. Oabolana toko fahavalo ambe folo ny andininy faraky ambe folo. Ny areny manankarena no vohin'ny mafy ary raha araka ny fieviny de to manda avo izany. Oabolana toko faraky ambe folo andininy fahavalo ambe roapolo. Izay matoky ny areny de ho lavo fa ny marina no tahaka ny ravina maintso. Oabolana toko fahatelo ambe folo andininy fahavalo. Ny aren'ny olona de avotry ny ainy fa ny levilevy tsy mampiraika ny malahelo akory. Oabolana toko fahatelo amby roapolo andininy fahaefatra sy fahadimy. Aza manasa tena hanankarena, aza entina amin'izany ny fahendrenao, mo ampanarainao azy va ny masonao nefa tsy ao intsony izy fa maniry elatra tokoa izy ka manidina toy ny voromahery hoeny amin'ny lanitra.
That last one says, don't Don't work in order to hoard, to store up, to get wealth.
Ile faranin mtene azam yasa mba otane anangunan mba anangunan awaren.
You can work in order for your life to be a blessing to others.
Avaka miyase nawa amzele fiainanao mba ufitahina ho an'ny hafa.
In other words, a father works to provide for his family.
Ratenena amin'ny hafa dia hoe ny ray mpianakaviana dia miasa izy mba hamatsiny ny fianakaviany.
A mother works to provide for her children.
Ny reny miasa izy mba hamatsiny ny zanany.
But you don't work in order to gather up wealth for yourself. Because it takes wings and flies away, that money. What it means is you die and you can't take it with you.
Your
children get it all, they fight over it and then they waste it.
It's
undependable.
So
it says, don't work to acquire wealth because that life goal is too small. And yet so many people view wealth as a goal in itself. People make up their minds, I want to be rich in order to be rich. Some of you are still dreaming of that. If I could have more money for myself, that's what you're thinking. Better clothes.
Akanjo tsara kokoa.
Nicer food.
Sakafo tsara kokoa.
More comfort in life.
Tena hoe matsaro mahazo aina tsara ao anatin'ny fiainana.
You think you can make yourself safe.
Enao mety mieritreritra atoko izay ahatonga anahy herendoza.
The Bible says to the rich man his wealth is like a high wall, it's his security.
Ozy izy ilay baiboly ho an'ny mpanankarena ny areny dia tahaka an'le hoe mandahavo iny izany no ohatrany hoe ao izy no mahazo aina tsara.
He feels safe because of his money.
Matsiaro herendoza izy no le volany.
In his imagination.
Kanefa ho anatin'ny fomba fijeriny fotsiny ihany izany.
Because his money cannot really save him.
Satria ny volany dia tsy afaka ny tena hoe hamonjy azy.
Money cannot save you.
Tsy afaka mamonjy anao ny volo.
Someone can still get sick and die.
Ny olona anankiray mety hoe afaka ny arary izy dia mbola ho faty ihany izy.
Thieves can still break in and steal.
Mbola afaka tafiditra ihany ny mpandroba dia mangalatra.
And when you put your security in money, it is the wrong place. God is supposed to be your security. But riches promise these things, they lie to us.
It
even says a man's riches may ransom his life. You think I'm in a better position because of my money. But it says a poor man hears no threat. No one kidnaps the poor man's children. It's true. You think you got problems. Think about the problems of the rich. You see, this is the thing about money. Money comes with a price tag. Don't long for it illegitimately. You see, I honestly believe if some of us settled these issues in our hearts, God would give us more
money.
If money was just a little thing to us and it wasn't our security, then God could give us more to steward. period. The problem is we're prone to make money into a big thing in our lives and make it an idol or a goal for our lives. So that third point is riches are deceptive. My fourth point is poverty is related to power and justice. I don't want to spend long on this point. You can read this proverb. Poverty and the massive amounts of poor in the world it actually has to do with injustice. Because many of the problems arise because of corrupt systems. Because of greedy people bending the system to make it work for their gain. This is why in general we must understand that we should hate injustice. Hate corruption and greed. But then don't point the finger at someone else. Look for it in your own life. And then where you are being unfair or where you're paying too little. If you employ someone to do a job, are you aiming to be a blessing to them or are you aiming to withhold as much as possible? See, it's easy to blame the politician or the powerful man. The businessman who's corrupt and working things out for his gain. But actually, God will hold those guys to account. We don't have to point the finger. We need to speak up for justice, which means we have to be good towards those we can help. So the question is, do you help someone who is poor or do you exploit them? Do you pay someone who works for you better than average? Moving on. I don't expect anyone to applaud after what I just said. You're allowed to say, ouch, you're hurting me. Another truth you need to know about money is that debt is bondage. See what Proverbs 22:7
says.
When you borrow, what you have is not yours. And you have to give it back. So borrowing money doesn't improve your position ever.
Kale hoe fisamboram-bola tsy hanatsara ny fiainanao na ovinanao vin izany.
Borrowing money doesn't make you richer.
Le hoe fisamboram-bola tsy mahatonga anao memahana karena kokoa
akory. It simply puts you under obligation to repay.
Fa mametraka anao ambany ohatra ny fa fanerena fotsiny iny hoe ianao tsy maintsy mandohana iny verina.
There are times where it's necessary to borrow.
Misy fotoana tena hoe ilaina le misambotra.
Maybe if you have to pay off a house over many years.
Angamba mety hoe mila anao mandoha vidina trano anatin'ny taona maro be.
But be very careful about the terms under which you borrow.
Fam, okay, no, mba hitandrina tsara ny amin'izay fepetra isan-karazany a ao ambany le fisamboranao iny.
Because the rich and the people who hold the money and the banks.
Satria le mpanankarena sy ireo olona izay miazona le vola sy ny banky a.
They use something called interest.
Mampiasa ry zareo a an'le hoe zanabola.
In order to get more from you than you actually took from them.
Mba azahoany betsaka avy aminao a noho ilainy samboronao.
So if you borrow money.
Ka raha misambola ianao.
And you have to pay back even more.
Ka mila ianao zany a mandohana iny verina mihoatra.
Then you better be very careful that what you borrowed that money for is actually worth more than the money.
De mila mitandrina tsara ianao le zavatra isamboranao an'iny vola iny a de mbola ohatra ny hoe tsara kokoa noho n'ilay vola no samboronao.
In other words, it has to be a safe investment.
Zany hoe le petra-bola izay ataonao amin'ny alalana iny zany de tena ohatra ny hoe mba mety tsara erendoza tsara ianao ao anatin'iny.
Borrowing money at interest.
Le hoe misambola de avy eo mbola misy zanabola le izy a.
To pay for a car or a scooter.
Mba hoe andoavana automobile na hoe scooter.
Which is an asset that depreciates in value, it gets worth less and less.
De nefa ny valeurany iny zavatra vidinao iny avy eo memiaina.
Is a bad decision.
Tena hoe fanapaha-kevitra ratsy zany.
Borrowing money.
Le hoe fisamborana vola
at interest
avy eo le izy mbola misy zanabola
to start a business
mba hoentinao anomboana asa mandraharaha business
that may fail
izay mety hoe ho lavo iny ao aloha ao
is a very risky investment.
De tena ohatrany hoe fanaovanao petra-bola misy risika lehibe ao izay.
The point is think very, very carefully before you go into debt.
Ny tiana tongavana dia izao hoe meritrereta tsara mihitsy aloha melohany hidiranao amin'ny le toerana hoe ananan'olona trosa.
There are people who early in their lives made a decision never to purchase anything on borrowed money.
Misy mihitsy ny olona nanao fanapaha-kevitra izy a hoe tsy aka zavatra na hividy zavatra avy amina vola samborina.
That means if I have saved up the money I can buy it, but if I don't have the money I can't buy it.
Dikan'izay hoe raha nanangom-bola ka nahangona dia afaka mividy an'iny fa raha tsy manam-bola dia tsy mividy.
That's very wise.
Tena endry ny olona manao an'izany.
But it requires that you save.
Fa ny dikan'izay kosa nefa izany hoe mila manangona ianao.
In other words, if you hate debt and you don't want to be enslaved.
Ka raha ohatra izany raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa hoe raha halanao ny trosa ary tsy te ho andevin'iny ianao.
Then you should learn to save.
De mila mianatra ianao amin'ny manangona.
Or else you can never purchase anything of significant value.
Satria raha tsy izany koa dia tsy azo zavatra hatrany hoe mba misy heviny ihany koa ianao misy lanjany.
And you'll just live for a plate of vary each day.
De miaina fotsiny ianao aminambary amin'iray vilia isan'andro.
That's okay.
Tsy maninona izany.
Because it's better than being in debt.
Satria tsara kokoa ary izany noho ilay hoe ananan'olona trosa.
But if you want to have wisdom around money, you should hate debt.
Fa raha te hanampahendrena ianao ny amin'ny resaka ara-bola tena hoe aka alao ny trosa.
And very occasionally, it should be something you have to do as a necessary step.
Fa mety hoe indraindray mety hoe zavatra tena hoe tsy maintsy ataonao ilay izy a izay vao manao an'izay dingan'izay ianao.
Maybe to buy a house.
Mety ohatra hoe hividananao trano ohatra.
Or a car if you have very little interest.
Na hoe tomobila raha ohatra ka tena hoe kely de kely ny zanabolana iny.
On the loan that you've borrowed.
Ny amin'ilay vola le samboronao io.
But get that right in your minds.
Fa tena ataovy mety tsara ao an-tsainao aloha izany.
Debt is bondage.
Tena hoe fatorana ny trosa.
Over time it can change your life.
Ary rehefa mandeha zany anova ny fiainanao.
Next point.
Teboka manaraka.
Interest can be abusive. Interest can be used to wound.
Ary ny le hoe zanabola iny ihany koa dia mety hoe fanararotana na mety handratra ny hafa.
Look at Proverbs 28 verse 8.
Andone tserevatsika ni wapulana tukfavalo amropoly dia andin fahavalo izay mampitombony fananany amin'ny zanabola sy ny tombony dia mamory ho an'izay miantra ny malahelo.
How does God want you to be?
Ahoana ary ny tian'Andriamanitra tongavanao?
Don't just blame others for charging high interest.
Aza tonga dia mametsiny ny hafa amin'ilay hoe mametraka zanabola ngeda be.
The question is when you lend someone money.
Fanontaniana dia izao hoe rehefa mampisambotra vola ny hafa ianao.
Firstly, be very careful.
Voalohany indrindra aloha tandremo tsara koa.
Because there's a very good possibility you won't get your money back.
Satria tena hoe hitombona mihitsy tsy ho azonao verina intsony koa iny volanao iny.
But look how God wants you to lend money.
Fajereo tsara nge ny fomba tian'Andriamanitra ataonao rehefa mampisambotra vola ianao hoe.
Psalm 15 verse 1 to 5.
Andova kitsika ny Salamo toko fahadimy ambe folo a, dia ny andininy voalohany a ka hatramin'ny fahadimy. Salamo nataon'i Davida. Jehova, iza no hitoetra ao amin'ny tabernakelinao? Iza no ononao an-tendrombohitra ao masina? Izay mandeha tsy misy tsiny ary manao izay mahitsy sady misaintsaina ny marina ny fony, tsy manendrikendrika amin'ny lelany sady tsy manisy ratsy ny sakaizany ary tsy manao izay hahafa-baraka ny namany, tsy manaja ny ratsy fanahy fa manome voninahitra ny matahotra an'i Jehova, tsy mivadika amin'ny fianianany na dia maningotra ny tenany aza, ny lavina na izay mihetry sy maniva tena sady tsy mampiavana mampiana ny volany na mandray kolikoly anameloka ny marina, izay mitandrina izany dia tsy mba angozooozo mandrakizay.
So God makes his position plain.
Ataon'Andriamanitra hoe mazava tsara mihitsy ny toerana misy azy.
You know, the Muslims try to get this right.
Hitanareo ny Islam dia miezaka ny manatanteraka an'izany.
Within their family, they try to give money at no interest.
Ao anatin'ny fianakaviana ory zareo a, dia miezaka mampisambotra vola ny hafa hoe tsy asiana zanany.
But normally, because the flesh is still involved, they work another plan to make the person pay back more.
Kanevany a, mbola miasa ihany ilay nofo a, dia ataony mitady fomba hafa izy mba ahafahan'ilay olona manome anazy mihoatra kokoa foana.
But it's actually written into their law.
Fa ao anatin'ny lalànany izy.
You can't take a loan or give a loan with interest.
We tsy afaka ianao a mampisambotra na mampisambotra dia manisy zanabola.
They probably got that from the Bible.
Some of us as
Christians, we still think lending someone is an opportunity to gain.
Nefany sasany amintsika kristiana dia mbola mieritreritra foana hoe le fampisamborana ny hafa dia toerana anankiray ahafahantsika mahazo zavatra indray avy amin'iny.
It's like kicking someone when they're down.
Ohatran'le hoe efa misy olona lava ry ambany ary dia mbola takana ihany izy.
Don't do it. That's what God says.
Izany ny tenenin'Andriamanitra hoe aza manao an'izany.
He says this stuff is of pure heart when you lend without interest.
Hoe tena zavatra fo madio mihitsy izany hoe manome any hafa ianao a dia tsy miandrandra na mitaky zanany.
Now I'm not talking about banks. I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong because they have to operate. They need a business model.
Ary zaho akory tsy miteny banky na hoe ireny mpampisambopolo ireny hoe diso ny zavatra ataony a satria izy ireny koa dia mila ny miasa ihany koa izy mba hampandehan'iny zavatra ataony iny.
Banks and systems that run on exchanging money, they need to have profitability.
Ni banka sy rose hoe ohatra hoe ny mba mampandeha ny asany dia le fanakalozam-bola ao anatiny ao a mila an'izany koa izy mba hampandeha an'le iny zavatra ataony iny.
But if Emil comes to me to ask for money,
fa raha Emil ohatra manantona anahy mitady vola ty,
to borrow some money,
hoe te hisambopola.
What the Bible's teaching me is not to see that as my opportunity to gain anything.
Ni zavatra penarin'ny Baiboly anahy dia hoe tsy tokony ho hitako izay zavatra ataony izay hoe ho fahafahako azahoako vola avy any aminy.
So I lend him the money.
Dia ampisamboriko anazy le vola.
And if I'm lucky, he pays it back one day.
Ka raha tsara vitana dia averiny aty amiko indray andro any.
but no interest. I don't look for an opportunity to exploit him. That will keep our relationships easy. It's true. Some of you know this, you've experienced it.
Which goes into the next point.
Be very, very careful of putting up security for someone. Let's read just the first two.
Andone vakitsika ne reto anakiroa voalohany rete ho abolana toko faraika ambefolo dia andininy fahadimy ambefolo. Ahita loza tokoa ny miantom-pahiny fa mitoetra tsy manana ia ny tsy tia antoka. Olona tsy ampy ho abolana toko fahafito ambefolo andininy fahavalo ambefolo. Olona tsy ampisaina izay mifandray tanana hiantoka eo anatrehan'ny sakaizany.
It's interesting, this text is based on human nature, knowledge of human nature.
Ary dia mahaliana be fa ireto andalana ireto dia mifototra amin'ny natiran'ny olombelona.
What wisdom from Proverbs is sometimes just think about what you're doing.
Ni anisany fahendrena vao amin'ny olombelona ihany koa indray dia le hoe eritrereto tsara le zavatra taonao.
Your brother comes to you. He says, I'm about to start a business. It's
going
to work, don't worry. I've got a great plan. I'm going to go into partnership with this other guy. Don't worry, you don't have to do anything. Just sign our father's inheritance as security. What does the Bible say? Don't do it. Don't pledge security for someone else's issues. If you have cash to lend him that you can do without, lend him the cash at zero interest. And you probably won't see it again. It might end up being a gift, not a loan. But standing surety. Signing pledges to back up someone else's promise. Is not advised. That sounds a little harsh. But you can't get to heaven on my faith. In other words, you stand and fall by yourself. You must account by yourself. If these two guys here want to strike up a deal, don't be part of their deal. Don't be pulled into it. If this friend wants to do business with that other guy, have nothing to do with it. Don't get pulled into being the financial security. However, you could always join them. But then don't stand security for someone else's debt. Stand security, provide your own security for your own investment. Because then when you're involved, you also have some control and some authority over the
situation.
But these proverbs teach us, if you're going to get involved with someone and someone else that they're involved with, but you're not part of their deal,
you're
then protect yourself. That's what it goes on to say. Make sure you also take something for your security. The moral of the story is standing surety is very, very dangerous.
Because
when things go wrong, you end up with debts that cannot be repaid.
And
relationships get really messed up. So what it's really saying is take responsibility for your own business adventure, but not someone else's. Next point. There are generous people and there are stingy people. Let's read these two.
Andova kitsika ni wapulana tukful paraka mveful tenendin fatime ambropul sai manisula uatavezin ar sai mandena temba ulema nakus ar sai mapsutru temba wampsutru nakus uapulana tukfaru ambropul tenendin fasiv isai manana masmiantra utayin sati anumezani wan malayelu nyan.
The Bible wants you to be generous. God wants you to be generous. He wants you to share. To refresh others, to bless them, to give. It's not complicated. Find a way. I can't tell you more than that, but every one of you, just find a way to do that. When last were you generous to someone else? Maybe you're a teenager sitting here. And all you thought about was if you could get some money so you could get some credit so you could spend more time on Facebook. So go get the money and buy your little brother some sweets. You can be generous. Okay, moving on. This is now my ninth point. Being stingy can apply to the rich and the poor. It's not only people who are rich who are stingy, or only people who are poor who are stingy. Anyone who fears having too little. And you know, even the rich, they worry more than most about having too little. Because you see, you can never build a wall high enough to keep the bad guys out. And once the rich man has built his wall, then he wants to put cameras on it. And he has another reason not to spend the money on someone else. Because once he has the cameras, he needs electric wires. So having a poverty mindset is actually just fearing not having enough. And it means you're being stingy. Because you're making money your security and you're putting yourself first. And so you have to ask yourself today, which of those two people do I want to be, the generous man or the stingy man? Okay, Right, we'll move on.
Do artika ifindrandray.
The 10th point.
Tebuka faful.
Says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
Uzis we fan fitiavambola ny fototry ny ratsy rehetra na hoe ny ratsy isan-karazany.
These texts are so well known.
Ireo andalan-tsoratra masindreo dia fantatra tsara mihitsy ireo.
I'm not going to read them right now. You can read it if you want. But at the root of all this stuff is either you love God or you love money. And the Bible says we actually have to deal with the problem. Keep your life free from the love of money. See, Jesus spoke about
mammon,
which is a deity, it's a false god.
And
we actually have to be careful. Because the world's systems worship mammon. The materialism, the consumerism. Consumerism means just buying things for yourself. And things that are just temporary. My iPhone is old, I need a new iPhone. Be careful. That stuff, we must keep our hearts free from the love of money.
Now,
to master it, to be in charge, you should know where money came from and where it went to.
Know that you
got your money morally.
Fantaro tsara hoe tena hoe araka ny tokony izy na nazahoana ny volanao.
And that you spent your money morally.
Ary dia tena hoe laninao amin'ny tokony izy ihany koa ny volanao.
Hopefully on something good or something eternal.
Ary antenaina hoe amin'ny zavatra tsara sy zavatra maharitra mandrakizay.
Food for today.
Sakafo hoan'ny androany.
Invest in lives for tomorrow.
Ary dia mametraka eo amin'ny fiainana ho an'ny raha
bitsy. We don't love money, we use it.
Tsy tito hoe tiavinao ilay vola fa ampiasainao ilay izy.
Second last point. Giving is good. In fact, God comes to prop you up when you become a generous man. He comes to actually endorse that, to support it. Look at Proverbs 11:24.
Na mamafy nefa mitombo fananana ihany ary misy fatrapahitra loatra na miazona ny areny nefa tonga malahelo ihany izay manisy olona ho atavezina ary izay mandena dia mba olemana kosa ary izay mampisotro dia mba ho ampisotroina kosa.
You got nothing to lose.
Tsy misy hoe zavatra ho very eo aminao.
By being generous.
Rehefa malala tanana
ianao. Actually says if you give you're going to get more.
Lay izany amin'ny raha manome ianao dia vao mehary ianao ahazo.
Somehow God will make sure.
Tena hoe na amin'ny fomba hoe na amin'ny fomba hoe nataon'Andriamanitra azo antoka
izany. I'm not saying when you give money you'll get money.
Za akory tsy miteny hoe raha manome vola ianao dia ahazo vola.
But your life will go well.
Fa hoe andeha tsara ny fiainanao.
When you put God first and you're not a worshipper of money.
Hoe rehefa Andriamanitra no omenao ny toerana voalohany a ary tsy ny vola no tompoinao.
Last one, the last slide.
Tepoka farany.
It says you can't take it with you.
Tsy afaka ny tondra ny miaraka aminao ianao.
What I mean is there's no money in heaven. You can't take anything from earth to heaven except souls. The people that you share the gospel with. The people you disciple, the people you love, the people you bless. So honor God with your money.
ka omeo voninahitra andriamanitra amin'ny alalan'ny volanao.
In other words, all our money, all our wealth, all our possessions.
Raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa ny volantsika rehetra, ny fananantsika rehetra, ny toerana misy antsika rehetra.
Should be submitted to the kingdom of God and serving the kingdom of God.
Dia tokony ao ambany anaika ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra sy anompo ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra avokoa.
People who are already rich should actually store up treasure in heaven. In other words, it means you have nothing. Even if you're rich, you have nothing. Unless you use your riches to store up treasure in heaven. Even if you have anything in your pocket today, money, you have nothing until you use it to honor God. And that's why you start to store up treasure in heaven. Let's pray. Father, help us as a people to be free from the love of money. Help us to be faithful in Help us to be faithful in the use of money. And teach us to honor you in everything we do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.